Yes, yes, yes. Tips from the Top Floor is nominated for the People's Choice and for the Education Podcast Awards 2006. And thank you all for making this possible. It's Tuesday, July the 25th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 142.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, we'll find out more about Sony, a quick chat about the podcast awards, everything about home-baked cookies, and a mystery phone call.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 142. My name's Chris Marquardt, and this is the podcast about all things digital photography. And yes, I'm expecting a call from David Nelson during today's show. He's the photographer at the Badwater Ultra Marathon where some slightly crazy extreme sports guys are running over 200 miles through the Death Valley on foot. Truly crazy. I couldn't do that. And he promised me to give me a call live from that event. And yes, the podcast awards. Thank you all for nominating Tips from the Top Floor. This is blowing me away. Tips from the Top Floor is nominated in two categories, People's Choice and Education. And the actual voting process will start 1 minute past midnight on July the 28th, with the voting completing at the end of August the 11th. And I think those times are Pacific times. So yeah, get yourself ready for the voting rush. And this time I'll make sure to get the rules right. I will definitely link to that from the show's homepage. And this is already show number 142, with the magic show number 150 coming closer. So if you have a contribution in terms of a funny MP3, photography tip, a greeting, anything, just send it on to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And you can also use our two voicemail lines. Yes, it's two. One in the United States, 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. So let me repeat that. 206-202-3757. And then the other one is in the United Kingdom. It is 07-005-805-PIC. That's 07-005-805-742. And you can call that from the UK. Leave me your voicemails. And by the way, the UK number, I think they said that they will cancel the number if there's less than 10 minutes, 10 seconds of material on per week. So yeah, please go and give me a call on that thing, otherwise they'll just cancel it. And Release Pixie, Rav Sitar, Matt Armstead, who's the first participant on the September workshop. He also happens to be a great cookie maker, and he'll bring loads of cookies for the workshop. But Matt doesn't know which cookies to make yet, so there's a link in the show notes of this show to a thread on the forum where you can cast your vote for what cookies you want, if you are one of the participants. And if you're not, well, maybe just look it up anyway. Here's a quick update on the donations. You guys are crazy. €3,335, not 33. I would have loved this to be a really round number. And yes, it's really helping, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. It's making a big difference. And I've, as you know, bought the same camera again, and I've bought a new laptop, and that's, yeah, really making things much better. But oh yes, and I've bought a camera laptop backpack that allows me to now actually ride the bike to the office and still have everything with me. That's pretty cool. It's huge though. Now one thing that's been bothering me, and I've just noticed over the last 2 weeks, one of the things that were stolen is the the lens, the Canon 80-200 2.8L lens. That's not in production anymore, and a couple of years ago when I bought it, took me a while to track it down on eBay, because most people who have it don't want to sell it. It's just a wonderful lens. It's the predecessor of the Canon 70-200 lens, and I really miss that lens, and I've started searching again, but when I bought it a couple of years ago, I had searched on eBay for close to 1 year to find a good one of that lens. And so here's a request: if you have one of those to sell, it's the Canon 80-200 2.8L. If you have one somewhere in your closet and you want to get rid of it or you don't really use it, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. I'm really looking for that lens. It's really important. That's the thing that really hurts most now. Oh, and some people told me that the German PayPal site for the donations is kind of confusing, and I fully understand that, but the way it's set up, I think it just defaults to German when you go to that page. Now, I think there is a language drop-down where you can actually choose your language, and if you log in with your PayPal address, it should revert to your own language, so that should be working out just fine. And it's still open till August the 5th. Now here's the useless fact of the day.
When will the ice be broken?
The Sony company was originally called Tokyo Chushin Kogyo KK, I hope I pronounced that right, which can be translated as Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering Corporation. However, the Japanese manufacturers soon realized that if they wanted ongoing success on the European and English-speaking markets, they would need something a little catchier. So they deliberately chose a name that would appear in their trademark in Roman writing rather than Japanese script, and they wanted something that was easy to pronounce. The name they came up with, of course, was Sony. This name, though it is essentially a made-up word, resembles the English word sunny with its positive feeling, but it is also related to the Latin sonus, which is the basis of our words sonic and sound, appropriate associations for the company that famously produced the Walkman. There is apparently also a Japanese slang term, Sony Boys, which means something like whiz kids. The arrangement was that the name should be Sony, though, rather than Sony, as the latter can also mean business gone bad in Japanese. And now let's go into today's segment. Today, I want to talk about... Okay, this is the phone going. I guess that's the call I was expecting. Let me hook up that thing. Hold on. Okay.
Hi, this is Dave Nelson.
Hey, this is Chris. Dave, thanks for the call. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I'm here at the Kiel's Badwater Ultra Marathon in Death Valley right now.
Yeah, I've already told the listeners. This is so exciting. So yeah. What's the temperature there right now?
Right now, it's about 116, 117 outside, that's Fahrenheit, and about 47 degrees centigrade.
Oh, my God. That's very similar to what I have in the office here right now.
Afternoon when it gets up to the hottest, it'll be probably around 124, 125 Fahrenheit and 52 centigrade.
So am I getting this right? There are some 90 people running to a height of 2,500 meters, which is a whole length of 8,000 feet and a length of 270 miles.
Lowest point in the United States.
Wow.
300 feet below sea level.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and they climb two major passes before they finally climb up to 8,000 feet.
Okay, so this must be one of the toughest things I've ever heard of. I couldn't do
that.
Yeah,
it's probably the toughest foot race in the world.
Wow. So, and you are there as a photographer?
Yeah, I'm doing photography for the race.
For the race. So you're the official photographer there of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay, do you run with them all the way?
No, I don't run. I my wife, who's my assistant, we drive in a car and, you know, get out and photograph and stuff like that. I wouldn't run with them.
So you have air conditioning in the car, right?
Yeah. It's great when we get back in, you know, in the car, and it's turn the air conditioner on, and those guys outside are just melting.
I still can't imagine that someone is doing that without any good reason. But maybe the good reason is to win it.
Yeah. It's, you know, the people who win it, they, you know, they end up on a lot of the TV shows. Oh, we have, you know, participants from all over the world. There's, I think, 10 or 11 from Germany, and we've got them from England and Austria and Brazil and England and Canada.
That's a stretch of over 200 miles. So how long do they take?
Yeah, 200 kilometers. It's 200 kilometers.
200 kilometers. Wow. So how long do they take to complete that?
The winner will finish in about 24 to 25 hours.
Wow. Wow. So as a photographer, I think that puts quite some strain on not just the photographer, but also the equipment.
Oh, it does. I mean, I'm sitting here, we drink as much water as we can to try and stay hydrated. I was shooting with my 500 millimeter lens a little earlier, and you know, it's black and it gets so hot I can barely hold it.
Oh, okay. So I guess from what you just said, you're not shooting with a Canon.
No, I'm shooting, I use Nikon. I'm a Nikon user, you know. Had all the lenses when digital came, why switch?
Oh, that's definitely one of the best reasons to stay with the system, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do in order to keep the camera going? I think mine would probably just shut down and say, I don't want to do that anymore.
They seem to be fairly resistant, though I do try and keep it as much in the car as possible, you know, in the shade. I'll put a hat over it or a towel to try and keep the heat and sun off of it. You know, and I've noticed that, you know, because digital cameras are susceptible to noise, and one of the things that helps noise is heat. And I've noticed that, you know, 400 or 500, you know, ISO on the camera, you start seeing noise.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about that. Some astrophotographers who actually put cooling elements on their sensors in order to reduce the noise.
Yeah, yeah, to keep the sensors cool. Well, when the sensor's already at, 50 degrees centigrade, it doesn't have much to go up. So, you know, I try and use the lowest ISO as possible. You know, most of the time I'm shooting at 100. Keep it so that we don't have long exposures. I know a couple of years ago I tried a long exposure in the evening, you know, about 10 seconds, and it just came back with so much noise it was unusable.
Wow.
You know, because like last night, the low here was probably about 99 degrees.
Oh, that's amazing. So do you get any trouble when you get the camera inside the cooler car and then outside again? Do you get any trouble with water condensation?
No, not here, because the humidity here is about, normal is about 10%, and today it's been higher, which is around 15 to 20. Now, when I photographed before in places like Savannah, Georgia, where it was 95 degrees, but relative humidity was 95%, I did have a problem.
Okay. Well, how did that show?
Well, you grab the camera out of your bag. Say I had it in a hotel room for a while, and I went out. We were covering the finish of a bicycle race, and we ran out to cover the finish. And I took the camera out of the bag, held it up to my eyes, and all of a sudden, it's like the fog comes in. You just see the image disappear in a fog.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's all the condensation on the front of the lens. And the only thing you can do then, because even wiping it off, it comes right back, is kind of point the camera lens at the sun to let the warmth, you know, warm the lens and kind of evaporate it. But here with 10% relative humidity, it's so dry, we have no problem with it.
And I guess in the warmer weather, I guess the batteries will also last a bit longer than in cold weather.
Yeah, you know, and I'm using, you know, a D2X, and I've gotten normally around 12 to 1,300 shots on each battery.
Okay.
And, you know, like this morning and from 6 o'clock here, it's now just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It started at 6 a.m., so race has been going on for 7 hours, and I've shot about 700 photos so far.
Wow. So what are the kind of shots that you're getting there?
Well, this morning we were trying to get, you know, because it was early, the sunrise. Of course, we can't see it because we're behind a wall of mountains, but the light on the clouds with the runners in the front, you know, foreground and things like that. And then as the day moves on, you're trying to get the desolation of Death Valley. You know, it's brown, it's white, it's dry, it's hot.
And you probably also get some runners with their tongue hanging out quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, get them, you know, they've got support crews that go with them the whole way, you know, giving them water and food and ice and stuff like that. And so they're sitting there with squirt bottles squirting them down and pouring water over their heads and things like that.
Do you know how much water one of those runners drinks during that whole race?
No, I don't right offhand, but I would imagine they've got to be drinking upwards of, you know, close to a gallon an hour during the day here.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a constant. Every half mile, they're giving them another bottle or so of water.
Wow.
It is, you know, it is an event to see, you know, that people can come out and actually survive and do athletic events in weather that's 50 degrees centigrade.
Right. Do they all survive, or are there anyone that at least give up during the race?
Last year, they had an 80% of the entrants completed the race.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there will always be a few people who get stomach problems and some with foot problems and things like that, or they twist an ankle or something like that, because they're running on the edges of the road and the shoulder of the road, and it can be pretty rocky, and they can twist an ankle.
But none has gotten a heat stroke or something?
No, not with that. Some of them will get, you know, heat exhaustion, things yeah. like that, but generally, you know, cooling down, resting, you know, many of them go on and complete it still.
Wow. this is, I mean, I do have the heat in here for sure, but just being there, seeing it must be wonderful and probably also exhausting.
Oh, it is. You know, I mean, it's standing there, you know, just photographing. I'm dripping in, you know, just dripping with sweat and constantly having to drink to keep hydrated. And I'm going, you know, and I'm not out there running. I'm not doing physical exertion.
Well, you have a heavy camera to lift at least.
Yeah, camera can be a little heavy, but, you know, not like they're doing, you know, and I get to get back in a car.
Yeah, so for the shots of the runners, do you prefer to shoot them from a distance using a telephoto, or do you get close to the action with more of a wide angle?
Yeah, I do both. You know, some of them we were trying to get the shimmering of the heat on the road and in the background, so I was shooting like with the 500 millimeter lens down the road. And others, I'm doing medium telephoto, trying to get them, but compress the background where you can see the salt flats, and like later today as they're going by the sand dunes and things. And then I also do the wide angle shots like this morning with a flash to light them against the mountain, because they're running in shadow. The mountains are in the background with the clouds up above and stuff like that.
So that's a backlight situation where you would otherwise just get the silhouettes.
Yeah, you know, I'm shooting basically with a 17 to 35, an 80 to 200, a 500, you know, in that range.
Okay, so where will the listeners be able to find any of the images?
Some of mine are used. There's what they call a webcast, where they're putting it constant, where their officials are out taking photos along the road, and they're putting up small shots as that's happening during the race, some interviews, some videos. And then also by the end of the race, I'll get my photos to them, and then they do kind of a slideshow, like the opening slideshow when you connect to the website, or generally mine.
Okay, and the website is badwater.com.
Yeah, www.badwater.com.
B-A-D, okay.
Yeah, B-A-D-W-A-T-E-R.
Well, David, I think, well, we have crossed the 10-minute limit that you said you would have. Yeah, I guess I'll let you get back to your work and not miss any of the runners.
Okay.
And
it was good talking to you, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. Do you have a website that we can direct listeners to?
No, I don't right now.
Okay, so we'll definitely direct them to the Badwater website.
Yeah.
Where we
yeah.
can find some of your shots.
Yeah.
Wow, David, thank you so much. This is really exciting. And yeah, this will be on the show. I hope I'll get it up soon. And if not, they will at least be able to see the slideshow.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the call. And
all right, Chris.
Drink enough, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye. Bye. Wow, this is really amazing. I still can't really grasp that over 200 miles through the desert at over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, over 55 degrees Celsius. This is amazing. Anyway, I guess that's all the time we have for today. So, yeah, let's bring the show to an end.
Yo, we're coming back late from the show. There's only one place to go.
And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor, show number 142. Thanks for tuning in and downloading the show. Show support for today's show was provided by Rebecca Davis. Thank you, David Nelson, for the call. And the music that you hear in the background is courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. And this last song I just found yesterday, I love it so much, I'll have to play it for you. And please don't forget the Podcast Awards opened their voting process on July the 28th, 1 minute past midnight Pacific time. Do you wanna do it?
Everybody's lips.
And if you want to leave something for the show number 50, the phone numbers are in the US 206-202-DSLR, that's 206-202-3757, and in the UK that's 07005-805-PIC, that's 07005-805-742. My name's Chris Marquardt. Thanks for tuning in, and talk to you again soon. Happy shooting. End up looking like some fool. Slow but true, here come the rest of the crew. At last, there's Blue Moose and Lips, yeah, and Funk Bunny too. Big Daddy Love and Bijou Mama, Double Y, I'm the lady. We need another table, you say, yeah, when we say. Do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do a jazz breakfast? Oh, well, here comes the waitress. Do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do a jazz breakfast? Lips thinking, why'd she not got a paper and pen? Yeah, could I get tea for three and five more for coffee? The girls are still deciding, so we'll start here with me. Now I know it's not in the menu because you cut me some slack. Cause we all want chicken burgers, jalapenos and jack. Jalapenos and jack, jalapenos and jack. Jalapenos and jack, jalapenos and jack. Oh, jalapenos and jack, jalapenos and jack. Shit, I need some pickled chili on a Monterey snack. Lips decide, she got the oddly breakfast notion. Hold the fungus and be sure the beans and eggs ain't touching. Big Daddy Love is hungry, but what fuss he's making. He wants the all-day breakfast, vegetarian with bacon. The spare of sympathy for our own fun bunny. They never get the order right, though she waits so patiently. Now we can't see the table for the lady's Sunday papers, but we know we will return, cause the moose is gonna make us. Do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do a jazz breakfast? Do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do a jazz breakfast? Guys, guys, can we get some more jazz with that? Thank you, that's plenty. Do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do a jazz breakfast? Do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do a jazz breakfast? Who's next gonna pick up a check?